It is time for us to chat with our latest athlete of the week. We're pleased to have with us right now on KCII, Gage Samo. He is a senior over at Waco High School in Wayland. He's a member of the Warrior Wrestling team, and as part of a brilliant senior season that he is having, 19-1 on the year, and ranked top five in the state in his weight class, he recently crossed the 100-win mark for his career. Gage, congratulations on that. What does it mean for you to hit that milestone?
It's a pretty big milestone for me, honestly. It was pretty exciting, and I knew it was coming up, but I just didn't know when I was going to hit it. And, I was just very excited and pumped to get my 100th win.
It's been a small part of a great senior season and a big part of a great career. You have a couple of state medals under your belt already from the last few seasons. What would you say is your greatest strength as a wrestler?
I like wrestling on my feet a lot, but I feel like I need to work on when I'm down, because I've been having trouble getting out from bottom, but I feel like I've been working on that a lot. But my greatest strength is probably me on my feet. I feel like I can tire kids out pretty well, and I'm pretty well conditioned from my coach. And yeah, probably my feet.
It's resulted in an excellent career for you that is going to continue over at Cornell College in Mount Vernon. First of all, how exciting is it for you to know that you're going to get to keep wrestling in college?
Super excited. I've been in contact with Coach Ham for a very long time. He reached out to me, and we've just been texting back and forth. I committed, I'd probably say October-ish. And I've just been pumped ever since. I just feel like I have a target on my back, though, since people know I'm wrestling in college, but kind of like that feeling.
We're talking with Waco's Gage Samo, our latest athlete of the week. 100 career wins for the senior on the wrestling mat as part of his senior season. The couple of state medals I mentioned, a 19-1 record, that stuff puts a pretty good target on your back as well. So you talked about trying to wrestle from the bottom, having to work from the floor up when a guy gets on top of you. Was that the thing you wanted to improve on most coming into this season?
Oh, yeah, easily, because on top I can ride people out pretty well, and then on my feet I feel like I'm pretty well conditioned. I can get some takedowns. But, yeah, on bottom I just feel like sometimes I just don't have the strength to get up, but I know mentally I need to get up and get that just one point, because that could win me the whole match.
And you're a guy that has had a lot of success from a scoring perspective throughout your career. For people who maybe aren't always familiar with high school wrestling, it matters a lot to be able to score, arguably more so than just being strong enough to pin guys consistently. And so working from the floor up, that matters a lot, because escapes really help you on the scoreboard, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
How would you grade yourself to this point so far on not only that front, but just kind of in general this senior season? Because it's a 19-1 record, but I'm curious how you feel it's gone.
I feel like I've been doing pretty good. Last weekend was my first time making 113, and I was super, super tired my first match because I wasn't conditioned for 113. But my last match for third, I felt like I wrestled great, and yeah. I feel like now I'll wrestle great at 113.
You had to drop a little weight. You had to go down because you've been right around 120 most of the year, right?
Yeah, I've been wrestling 120, and on Saturday it was my first time making 113, so felt a little different.
Challenge is pretty obvious there, which is you mentioned being tired. It's fatigue. Once you have to drop a few pounds, I'm sure that makes you maybe not lightheaded, but it can definitely fatigue you, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with Waco's Gage Samo right now, our latest athlete of the week. The senior is ranked top five in the state in the 120-pound weight class in Class 1A. You've had, like I said, medals in back-to-back seasons. So I kind of figured you were setting your sights pretty high this season, but how far back have you been looking at not only getting back to state, but trying to improve your position on the podium?
The only thing I want this year is that state championship. That's my main goal right now. I don't really care about anything else at the moment. Just I want that state championship.
As much as that is obviously the thing you're shooting towards, the last thing I would ask is, to this point, what's the thing you're maybe proudest of that you've accomplished?
Probably being a two-time placer. And this year, if I place, well, hopefully I place, but if I do, I'll be the first in Waco history to place three times.
That would be a pretty outstanding accomplishment to cap a pretty awesome career, Gage. It has been awesome covering you the last couple of years. Congrats on everything that's happened this season, and not only as well throughout your entire career. And best of luck the rest of the way, man.
Thank you.
That is Gage Samo, senior wrestler for the Waco Warriors, now part of a very exclusive club in Waylon, the 100 Win Club in his senior season. He's 19-1 and ranked top 5 in the state at 120 pounds in Class 1A as a part of getting to 100 wins in his career. And Gage Samo is our latest Athlete of the Week.